A Nogales business leader says that area was largely unaffected by the recent migrant surges that strained some cities and nonprofit organizations across the southwest border.
One community divided by the border, so we're used to just having people going back and forth.
Greg Lucero of the Nogales Chamber of Commerce says Nogales wasn't overwhelmed with migrants flooding the streets.
It was present here, but it was better organized, I think, because the local government was partnering with Pima County, City of Tucson. So they were providing shuttle services once the migrants were processed here. They're put on buses and taken out to facilities in Tucson.
It's now easier for migrants to get processed through the ports of entry, and Lucero believes that's why they didn't deal with what other cities had to face.
You know, National Guard was set up on the perimeter. I ran into a few of those guys, and I talked to them and asked if, you know, how things were. Were they seeing any activity? And they were just, no. It's like, they said the same thing. It's like, why would people go out here in the middle of nowhere and when they can just go downtown Nogales and get processed? You know, it's a lot safer and easier.
And he says that didn't stop everybody, including the press, from shining an unfair light on the community.
The outside world tries to paint this area as a lawless, you know, kind of remote area. And I think once you get here, you see it's a pretty quaint little community. Everybody knows everybody.
And he says the month-long closure of the Lukeville port of entry during the holidays didn't have much, if any, impact on Nogales.
Everything seems to be doing fairly well with things on the horizon.
Jim Cross, KTAR News.